enjoying the sunshine. Right? Am I on? Okay. He's in South Carolina enjoying the sunshine. Not really. Actually, he's getting ready for the primary election down there. Are you going to vote? Oh, all right. Hopefully we'll get through this tonight. I've been really kind of looking forward to this. For some time it started with me the beginning of the year, January, and all through January, and even further, the Lord challenged me to look for something more in my life. Has that ever happened to you? You think you're kind of like, oh, I don't know. There's something more that I can be doing in my Christian life. There's something more that can happen in my life. There's something more. You're always looking for something. And that sort of happened to me. I'm wondering if I was missing something. So I began the study of a fantastic prayer. And it's found in 1 Chronicles. And this was about a man who wanted more. And seeking more and asking more and receiving more. And more of that, and can you imagine getting all of that and even more? In all of our studies of prayer, of how to and why and what is prayer and what should you do for prayer and how can you go about that, well, this man who called upon the same God of Israel that we know and address, Yahweh, Adonai, and Jehovah, as Pastor Carnes challenged us on Sunday morning about, we find this fantastic recorded prayer for us by the Lord in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. I invite you to turn there tonight and look with me at 1 Chronicles. Really neat. This is a man that's only one place shown here. And his name is Jabez. The prayer of Jabez. And I'll tell you what, and once you get a hold of that, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, once you take a look at that and study the prayer of Jabez, it'll transform your prayer life. I've been doing that mornings, devotionally, all the way through January, and I'm still not through with it, and being challenged by that. In a message called Bless Me, and Bless Me a Lot. Bless me, and bless me a lot. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather together in our prayer time here, in our prayer meeting, and ask your Father that you would challenge us to really get hold of God and to pray and to ask, to seek, and to keep on knocking. Thank you for this. I pray for your direction tonight in the Word of God, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God wants us to express and to experience more than we really think. I would offer one thing, and that is take God up on his word. We're familiar with Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, which says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. And knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And this particular prayer opens up some great, great latitudes for us. Go with me to a couple of places, one of which I never really saw this, and I've studied through the book of Proverbs. I do it religiously, I guess. I don't know. I read through the book of Proverbs every month. Do you have that habit? And I've heard this particular proverb, and I know that it's there. And tonight, today as I was studying it, it I've got some new light. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Solomon writes this about asking and seeking and finding, and he says this in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, the blessing of the Lord, in other words, what God is bringing to you, it maketh rich now, and he addeth no sorrow to it. In other words, God wants to bless us more than you can even imagine. Sometimes we in our Christian walk just think, oh, well, we can ask for a little bit. But you know who we're asking? The God of the universe. He owns everything, right? He's got it all. And we're related to him in Christ. And we have the ability to come before him about everything. I've never read this a lot. I never saw it. The richness could mean something like material wealth, maybe a new kitchen, parking lot, church, Sunday school rooms. The list goes on. How about your life? Would you ask God for something bigger than you can even imagine? Would you do that? That's what this Jabez prayed. Go back there and let's look at it. First Chronicles. It's only recorded one time here. But we're going to take a look at this. He prays. Now we find out about, and Jabez was more honorable than all the brethren in verse number 9, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in sorrow. Then this man Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my border or coast, and that thine hand might be upon me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, and that it may not grieve me. And God, look at that, granted him which he requested. What did he pray? He prayed, God, would you bless me and bless me more than anything? Would you really do that? Well, this goes on. Because God is not limited. Take God at his word, because we are not limited, because God is not limited. We can't be limited. Jeremiah 33, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee what? Great and what? Mighty things which thou knowest not. What do you mean? That's really, this man Jabez, he had a hold on this. He had some way he was able to get that. When Jabez prayed, all right, when Jabez prayed, he prayed this. All right, let me read something to you. The favor of the Father. Maybe you've read this before. But when I read this morning, and I was looking at this, Scripture says this, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that what? Love him. That's found in 1 Corinthians. Now listen to this. He writes, and this is David Wilkerson, he says, in the evening, my son asked me for a blessing. Our family was sitting in our living room talking quietly. I had just noticed that David, who was 23 at the time, hadn't said much for a while. He spoke up and he said, Dad, I want to ask you a question. Will you bless me? His mom and his sister stared at him, and so did I. His request seemed to drop out of the blue. David, you know I do bless you, I said. No, Dad, he said this. I want you to really bless me. Then he stood up and walked with an armchair at where I was seated, and he knelt in front of me, and he waited and head bowed and even looking up. Do you know what flooded through my heart? At that moment, I felt tremendous desire to bestow on him every good thing. Here was my own child waiting at my feet, telling me by the word of action that he wanted most was what only I, his father, could give him. I put my hands out on David's shoulder and started to pray. And I prayed for his mind, his health, his interests, his skills, for his friendship, for his work, for his ministry, for his dreams, for his future, for every part of his life. In Jesus' name, I poured blessing after blessing upon him. And I didn't stop until I was certain that he not only was blessed, but I really felt blessed. I'm sure you know why I'm telling you this. The Wilkerson family, and he's writing, and he says, living the Jabez miracle starts in a moment just like that one I've described. You're kneeling before your heavenly Father. That's what prayer is. We heard that Sunday morning. You're kneeling before your heavenly Father, and there's something you need, something you long for in your heart, and that you can't buy it, or you can't find it anywhere else. Only your loving Father can bestow it upon it, and his divine blessing and his heart is overflowing right now with the intense desire to give it to you. Jabez would never have considered coming to God for the blessing without understanding something essential about the God of Israel. This God wanted to bless his people. What about you? What about us? What about us? Indeed, he prays, bless me, God, indeed. What is that? That's beyond measure. That's beyond. Now you think about the wildest thing that you can even pray about. Would God do that? Does God have the ability to do that? Can I get an amen on that? He does. He does. Number two, he says there in that, he says, enlarge my coast or my border. Translated the border. What's your border? Well, something bigger than you. Something bigger than you can even imagine. How is your vision? That's what we're really talking about here. The Bible says, without a vision, what? The people will perish. To get hold of God, to ask and seek and knock, as Pastor cast his vision for the city years ago. Some of you remember that when he came here. And he began to pray and he said, give us the city. Have we forgotten that? That's praying for God's blessing indeed. That really is. You remember Jonah? Jonah didn't ask for the city, but God gave it to him. Jonah was really upset because here's this city, the city of Nineveh, and they were wholly given to idolatry. And he decided to go his own way, and then God turned him around and brought him back. And he went to the city, and he preached from one end of the city to the other end. And what happened to the city of Nineveh? Do you think God gave him the city? Yeah. Well, he wasn't even praying. Now, can you imagine if Jonah would have prayed for the city? I think he would have given him the whole world or something. I don't know. I don't know. But this is really, really pretty exciting here. You see, there's no limit with God. Our ministry is far beyond the walls of this church. You understand that, right? You understand that. Our ministry is far beyond these walls because it's clear up in Lock Haven. It's out in Muncie. It's here and there. It's everywhere. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my border. Bless me indeed. I refer to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, but let's look at verse 8. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7 and look at verse 8. Now the promise, you know, ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto you. But verse number 8 is really interesting. For everyone that asketh what? Receives. Ooh, does that mean everybody? That's all? Yeah. And he that seeks finds, and he that knocks, it shall be opened unto you. My son Joel asked God to enlarge his coast, his border. He's on the city council. He's there. We need to be holy askers. How about bless me a lot? Bless me beyond. Go to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. There's some great promises in the Bible. You know that? Oh, man. Psalm 37, verse 34. Take a look at that one. Says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to what? Inherit the land when the wicked are cut off and shall see it. God's hand is not weak. It is very strong. It's the strongest. His promise is, I will be with you. I will never what? I will never forsake you. Nor leave you. Wow. Two verses. All right. I want somebody to look up Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 8 and read it, please. Whoever gets there first, go ahead and read it. And Jeremiah 21, verse 5. This speaks about the outstretched arm of the Lord. He is the one who is strong. Who has it? Deuteronomy 26, 8.
The Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders.
Wow, with an outstretched arm. Now that's speaking of he brought out Egypt out of, or he brought Israel out of Egypt, right? With an outstretched arm, his arm is strong. Now what's Jeremiah say? Jeremiah 21:5. Outstretched arm. Who did David go against? Goliath. 9-foot guy, right? Or plus. But he went. How did he go against him? He said this. I come to you in the name of the what? The Lord of hosts. He understood that. He got a hold of that, and Jabez was praying that the Lord would enlarge his coast. Wow. Go back to Jabez. I missed around here. All right, where are we at? First Chronicles. All right, let's go back and look at that again. That's pretty exciting. He says, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed. All right, bless me and then bless me beyond. That's really what it means. And enlarge my coast or my border. And then he says, and that thine hand might be with me. Have you ever prayed that? Lord, would you go hand in hand with me doing this and doing that? Would you do that? That's what Jabez was praying. You're going in the name of the Lord of hosts. Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, Adonai, the strong arm of the Lord. That's who we are going in. And then number four, go ahead, go back there to 1 Chronicles and look at it. And then he says this, very interesting, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. A very simple prayer, but a very strong prayer. How many dangers are around us? You know, the devil wants to take us down, but the arm of flesh will fail you. But God's arm, his arm is strong. So strong that he will not allow us. Go to probably my most favorite psalm in the entire Bible. No, it's not Psalm 23. It's Psalm 91. Psalm 91. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee. Their strength there is being from the evil. Deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, the evil. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. This truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. No evil shall befall you. That's what Jabez was praying. He said, would you do that? Nor for the pestilence that walks in the darkness and destruction. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand shall not come nigh thee. And only with thine eyes thou shalt behold the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, who is my refuge and my height, and by most high thy habitation. There's no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over them to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up against in their hands, lest thou dash thy feet against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent or dragon shall trample under feet, because he has set his, what? Love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him and set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I shall answer him, and I will be with him in, what's the word? Trouble. Jabez knew that. I think he understood that, and I think we need to get hold of that. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. How many dangers? Go back one more time to Jabez. Let's take a look at it one more time. Very simple verse, but a very profound. This will revolutionize. Would we pray? Would you pray that God would bless you abundantly and beyond? Jabez did. And he called on the name of Israel. Can we do that? Yes. Saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed. Bless us, Lord, and really bless us. Beyond. Don't pull back any stops at all. Enlarge my border. Enlarge my coast. Thy hand might be with me. That thou wouldst keep me from evil, that may not grieve me. Now the last part of the verse is the joy. And God, what? Granted his request. Now, what that's saying to me right there is that God will grant that request. Now you can go all through all of the, you know, no's and the don'ts and do's and all of that about praying, all right? But would you pray that God would really bless Tabernacle Baptist Church, this right here? You know that Pastor Long does that. He prays. Would you really bless Kent? Would you really help Craig? Would you really, you know, enlarge the border, expand it so much that this city will be taken. Can you do that? Bless me indeed. Enlarge us. Show us his strong arm and hand, and keep us from evil. Because God can and God will. He will. Amen? Oh, get a hold of that. It'll revolutionize you. I've been doing that. Lord, would you bless me even greater? Maybe I'll have 15 more grandchildren. I don't know. I don't know. What is it that God's laid on your heart? What is it that God wants you to do in your life? Expand your businesses. Expand my business. I want to build a church. Yeah. Expand my bills so I can just give $1 million. Would you pray that? How many of you want to do that? I think you can. I really do. Because it's in the Word. I really do. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for the joy of being in Christ and for each of these dear folk here tonight. Pray that you bless our pastor as he is refreshing and coming back, and pray that you would encourage him as he stepped back in the pulpit on Sunday. Thank you, Father, for the joy of just meeting together here tonight and answering and asking and seeking and knocking. Lord, we need to keep doing that because you've bid us to do that. Promises are yea and amen. They're there for us. You can do it. You're strong. We're weak. We need, and we're related, rightly related to you in Christ. So I pray, Father, that you would bless our time of prayer tonight as we call down heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I quoted a verse back there. But I want you to see where it comes from. I forgot this one. Okay. All right, it's 1 Corinthians 2:9. But it's found in Isaiah. Go quick to Isaiah chapter 64. Sorry if I go over a little bit. You're fine. Okay, we're not going anywhere. Okay, Isaiah 64:4. That's where this was found. Now, Isaiah was one of those really neat prophets. And here we see, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath I seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him who waited for him. Wow. We don't know what God's got prepared for us. But would you be challenged to just pray that way? You never know. Okay. I know. There was one guy that prayed, and he really got blessed. He really got blessed. I think he wants to. All right. All right. Let's go to prayer time here. For our pastors, and the Lord would continue to work in their lives and use them mightily. There's a nice youth night here. We had, man, your son's a good preacher. Wow. Is he calling him into the ministry? I think so. Wow. All right. Okay. Anyways, we did have a good time there. Pray for the sale of the Carnes house and several in the military to pray for, continue to. All right. And the Barretts in Brazil. Anything happening specially about the Barretts? Are they on? They're not on furlough, are they? I don't think so. We've got a whole bunch of missionaries on furlough and people moving, one to Australia, and the Ghanaians are headed to, where are they going? Zimmerman's, where are they going?
Trinidad.
Trinidad. Wow. Okay. All right. And they're closing down, moving, and all that sort of stuff. Okay. Elderly in the homes to pray for. Any updates on any of these folks? Yes. What?
Those with cancer, Jan Young had just committed, told me this Carrie Ann that we've been praying for. She went today and had some kind of a scan, and the cancer is gone.
Amen. Her coast just got enlarged.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And there's several others there to pray about with cancer. All right. Flip it over in the back, quick. Several unsaved folks there to pray about. Would you pray? God's allowed me to work with the guy that, this is how God does this. The guy that I went to Florida on a business trip with, remember I told you pray for me? And I spent 24 hours or something in the car with him, all the way to Florida and back, witnessed to him. Guess what? I'm working with him. And he was here. I told you he was going to be in the church. He came by the other day and he was here. Now he's going to get into a, he was in the building, all right? We're going to get him into this church service, all right? But there you go. All right. Okay. His name is Wallet. Would you pray for Wallet? All right. Bob and Pam. All right. All right. Now, let's see. Christina Carey. Was she here at the other night? Was she here Sunday night? That was Christina? Okay. So she's back to school. All right. All right. Stan's father, we need to uphold Stan as he is in. He's returning from Florida.
Okay. It won't be until probably Monday.
Monday.
Or later. We're not sure of the date that he's coming back yet.
Okay.
But we're all traveling to Virginia Friday.
Okay. If it snows, you'll be staying there. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sandy Smith's got knee replacement going on. The Hayden family continue to pray for them. Boylston's, as they have no water. Pray. And Caleb Hickok, it's my grandson. He's getting his teeth out. Do you remember that? How many of you remember getting your wisdom teeth out? Not a fun time. All right. Okay. All right. What else do we have? Prayer requests. Quick. Yes.
Francine Lachia is having back surgery next Wednesday. And Jan Young asked us to continue to pray for Tab. She's still having physical problems.
Yes. Tab Gear. Okay, good.
In line of what you were discussing tonight, Hunter's been praying about a ministry to reach out to the schools in Brooklyn. And Monday, a school administrator called the church and asked if the church would come into the school and do a ministry.
Amen. Amen. All right. He is one of... What's the population of New York City?
7 million.
7 million. That's not very many people. I'm being facetious. Wow. Okay. Anything else? Yes.
Pray for Sherry Frey. Shelley Lusk.
Okay.